Thank you, Dante, for your very comprehensive review on IFRS literature. And thank you to all the people here from Paderborn for organizing that very wonderful conference here. I'm Jan Seitz from LMU Munich, and I have a pleasure here to discuss your paper. So first, I want to start with a very short summary of your paper, what you have done. I try to be very short here. Dante is trying to make here he has a very big challenge he wants to tackle here. He wants to give us a comprehensive review on IFRS literature. How good that works, I will discuss later, but it is his objective of his study. And for doing that, he is using an LDA approach he was presenting before. I want to structure my discussion according to some very established framework, I think 16,000 times cited by Snyder 2019, how to conduct actually a literature review, how to make it as useful as possible. It's a four-step process which is mapped to some quality criteria, so you can try to discuss that paper according to that. But I will concentrate here on the first step because I think that is a fundament how you should do that and where you have the biggest leverage to improve that paper. So I will focus on the design phase. I will just say a little bit on the conduct and analysis, but just a little bit on that. So regarding the design of your paper, so first you need to define what is your specific purpose. What is exactly your research question? So you state in your paper, as the volume of research on IFRS continues to grow, so does the complexity and of synthesizing and understanding these contributions. I think that is some conventional wisdom for us. It's quite clear for every one of us that there is a lot of IFRS research out there. So you formulate based on that your research question, which is based on here, what are the thematic patterns and hidden structures in that IFRS literature? So you're doing an inductive approach here. It's a good idea. I will give you some ways how you can frame that maybe a little bit differently. And what you do, you are showing us a lot of different reviews where already IFRS literature was analyzed. Some authors of some of that reviews are sitting here in the room. So I think very established one. But actually, to be honest, there are way more out there. I just did a short literature research, and there are way more. So you just concentrated here on the really top one. I'm not really sure if you should concentrate too much on that, because it does not really help you so much. For example, there's also some very comprehensive review by Prevelli and Zimmermann 2025. So it's quite close in some way. But why are these reviews we have here not enough? So who is really asking the question that we need that comprehensive review in that way? So I have some idea how you can frame your idea of your research a little bit differently. So actually what you want to do is not conducting a new literature review. You want to draw us a map of IFRS research, a map which helps us to navigate through that fragmented and very complex field of IFRS research, which helps us to find the hidden gems there. So that is what you actually want to do, what is like the basic idea you never really write there. So so my idea would be you shift more to an cytometric approach. Then you already mentioned your three contributions. So the first one, you say you have an innovative approach. I'm not sure if you can still frame LDA 2025 as an innovative approach. It was done already so often, so it's actually a not very innovative but very useful approach sometimes. And you focus here on some very specific sample selection and genres. Maybe you can improve in that way. Then you find here some interesting topics by you, or some relevant topics by your LDA approach. And you mention, okay, there is not literature reviews on all of the topics. Maybe the reason why there are no literature reviews on that topics is that they're not just not relevant enough to do some literature review on that. It also aligns with that idea that you see mostly the literature reviews here for topic one. So yeah, and then you discuss that you want to help to overcome that gap between academia and standard setting. I'm not exactly sure, you should map that more to previous literature. There's already a lot of things out there. Then you have two potential audiences for your study. Both of them are sitting here. I can't say too much to the standard setting, so I will more look at the academia here. What we expect by such a literature review is that you identify for us that gaps, that hidden gems, something which is open. But if you're just looking at the literature in that way you're doing now, you just see what's actually in there already. So I'm not really sure if you can really, it can be so helpful in the way you're doing that now, but maybe make it a little bit more like drawing a map of IFRS research would be a more efficient way for us. Then regarding the appropriate method, you're doing an LDA approach, and a very cheap comment could be, yeah, in times of generative AI, who does, who's still just doing LDA? It's like some predecessor approach, so who's really doing that? But it has one very cool advantage, because you can provide some quantitative overview on that research field. But you're not really leveraging on that, so you're just doing that very on the surface. You can go much deeper, you can do much more analysis on that. Later on, I will present some potential analysis on that. Again, as I said already, it's not so super innovative anymore, so my recommendations, go deeper in the data, use the data more, facilitate the data more, work more quantitatively, use a complete topic distribution, not just the first topic. Integrate the topics and citation data more. Inspect also the word probabilities of each topic. So the next one is regarding the search strategy. In the search strategy, I find it a little bit odd. Okay, you have 1,041 articles. That sounds like quite a lot for a regular literature review, but for an LDA approach, you could go much broader. You can even include more articles. You're using also non-accounting articles, not sure if that is such a good design choice. Maybe it's also interesting to go to lower ranked journals because maybe there are some hidden gems to find. And also try to use a different kind of journals for your analysis. Like are topics different in top journals compared to lower ranked journals? Would be super cool. Then I have some issues with your rigor. The number of topics is, in my mind, it's okay. You're motivating that quite good why you take 10 topics, or you're doing some analysis on that with the coherence scores, but give more insights how you did the topic labeling. That is a very fuzzy process. I know that by myself when I'm doing a study with LDA, it's quite hard to do that. And the paper selection in chapter four is not really clear from you how you did that. And also the mapping of your topics and the current ISB projects is, you should give more insights how you did that. So I have some ideas what could you additionally do for analysis, which quite align what I recommended you before. Use the full topic distribution, do the group analysis, maybe do also some regression analysis with citation data and your topics. You can use the complete topic distribution there. That would be super cool insights you can provide for us. And also definitely do some temporal analysis. How has the field developed over time? You have a long time frame. That would be super, super helpful for us. And just here, my short summary of my main comments. Strengthen your motivation. Try to make more clear why it's really needed, why your research is really needed. Draw that map of research for us and try to link your contributions more to prior literature. So, wishing you success with your paper, and see you later.